I will define jazz as the language of the spirit. The closest thing to the heart, jazz. Something that comes from inside you, but don't have any language, words, but connect all of us together in the world.
Well, I don't call it anything, I just call it music. And so if I'm listening to Miles Davis, I'm listening to Miles Davis's music. It doesn't need another name other than that's Miles Davis's music. And it comes right from Miles Davis. It's his concept. He's put the band together. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's why I have a problem with definition, you know, because it mixes people. It just mixes them in so much. So I don't know how to answer that. If I'd have to call it anything, I call it the blues, because that's the essence of this music. It's the blues. It's got gospel. You hear the blues in gospel, you hear the blues in everything. So that's the grandfather of all of this music.
jazz could be a state of mind. It could be, you know, a musical adjective or some may say it's a noun. They think jazz is this thing. I don't know. I think jazz is kind of like hip hop. I think jazz is a state of mind. It's freedom. You know, it's freedom of music. I don't think necessarily you can define it by saying it's totally improvisational, because then you have like, okay, what happens when you have a jazz singer and you just play the song and there's no solos and you're just strictly playing the song and the jazz singer is just singing the lyrics? Then if you just have that, it's just not jazz because it's not a solo, you know? And because you're just playing the changes and there's not really much embellishment. You know, if you embellish changes a little bit, is it jazz? Because you can embellish changes on the R&B tune a little bit. So is it now not?